Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit. Bandwidth for Android App Arena is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
This is Android App Arena, episode 122 for Wednesday, November 2nd, 2016. Two-factor authentication. This episode of Android App Arena is brought to you by the Ring Video Doorbell. With Ring, you can see and talk to anyone at your door from anywhere in the world using your smartphone. It's like caller ID for your home. Go to ring.com/arena and get up to $150 off a Ring of Security kit with their limited time offer. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Android App Arena. I'm your host, Jason Howell. Security is one of those things that you don't take seriously until it's too late. It's kind of like how you maybe didn't start backing up your hard drives until that time your hard drive failed, and you realized firsthand just how much data was at stake. All right, maybe I'm projecting a little bit there, but let me tell you right now, protect yourself now before it's too late. One way to do this is to protect your online accounts with two-factor authentication. For the uninitiated, the idea behind two-factor authentication is that a single login, ID, and password alone is relatively easy for a motivated individual to penetrate. Two-factor authentication uses an additional security layer in the form of a unique time-sensitive PIN or password generated on a device that you have on hand every time you log into a protected account. The thought being that someone might be able to steal your password, let's say, but if they don't have your device when they try to access your account, that two-factor authentication code won't be accessible to them, thus keeping them out of your account. And that code changes literally every 30 to 60 seconds, so it becomes nearly impossible for someone to guess their way in. So once you decide to protect your accounts with two-factor authentication, then comes the part where you choose which app to use to create and manage your account access and the codes generated to let you in. That's what today's episode is all about. Let's take a look at four of the top two-factor authentication apps in this week's roundup. Google, of course, is a big proponent of two-factor authentication and as such has its own authenticator app for access to all types of accounts called Google Authenticator. Makes sense. Google Authenticator is super stripped down to just the basics. First, I need to set up the account by either entering a provided key or, in this case, I can scan a QR code that's offered up on the site that I'm looking to protect. I flash the code in front of the crosshairs here and I'm in. Given a code to verify that it all worked smoothly. I'll enter that code into my account, and there you see, that's it, all linked up. So then, when I need to access that account going forward and I'm asked for the code, I simply launch Google Authenticator on my device, and my list of codes will then appear in this screen. You can see the 6-digit code, the name of the account that it's tied to, on the side, and also the pie chart timer that visualizes how much time that I have left to enter that code on the site before it expires and moves on to the next one. If I'm signing into the account on the device itself, I can long press that code and that'll copy it to the clipboard for easier entry. And other than Android Wear support, that's really about it. Google Authenticator is dead simple, but it lacks some really great features that we're going to get to here in a few. Find Google Authenticator for free in the Play Store. LastPass is known for its password locker awesomeness, and by the way, when talking security, I highly recommend using a password manager like LastPass to protect and generate secure passwords, but they recently released the new app called LastPass Authenticator, so let's check it out. First, LastPass Authenticator is a general-purpose two-factor authentication app, so it isn't solely for LastPass access, though it does work in tandem if you choose to use it that way. In account setup, we either enter the given code or scan the QR code on the site, and that fires off the pairing process. Much like Google Authenticator, the account is shown in a vertical list with the account name, the code, and a circular countdown clock for the 30 seconds before that code switches to a new one. The number stays black throughout the first 3/4 of the time and then turns red only in the last quarter, giving you a quick visual sign that the number is about to change. You might not have enough time to copy that and enter it into the site if you're trying to access before it switches. So if it's red, You might choose to stay there for a few seconds until it switches over and then copy it. Then you won't be rushed or inconvenienced in some way. To copy, simply tap the account once and the code is copied to the clipboard. And in settings, you can choose a PIN so that anytime you launch the app, that extra layer of protection is there front and center. With the LastPass browser extension, LastPass Authenticator can even send push notifications to your phone for site access, which is a nice bonus. Find LastPass Authenticator in the Play Store for free. All right, before we move on to the next two apps in the category, let's thank the sponsor of today's episode, and that is the Ring Video Doorbell. There's a home burglary every 13 seconds. Most burglaries happen in broad daylight. Burglars will often ring your doorbell just to make sure that you're away before they decide to break in. Isn't that nice of them? Ring Video Doorbell has been proven to stop burglaries before they happen by allowing you to see and speak to anyone approaching your door using your smartphone. Now, Ring is using their advanced motion detection technology to protect your entire property with their Ring of Security kits. All kits include a Ring Video Doorbell and a solar security sign, and may include a stick-up cam, solar panel, or chime. There are also Pro kits, which have a slim video doorbell, Pro, with crystal clear 1080p HD video and night vision. It's hardwired, so you're never going to need to charge it. The wireless and weatherproof HD stick-up cam keeps an eye on other parts of your property and allows you to hear and speak to visitors with two-way talk. You can plug the chime into any standard power outlet inside the house to know when you have a visitor. Even if you happen to have left your phone, let's say upstairs and you're downstairs, you'll hear it through the chime. The illuminated solar security sign deters intruders before they even get to your door. They know you're protected. The Ring Video Doorbell and Stick-Up Cam install in just minutes. It's super simple. Working together, they provide 24/7 monitoring of your entire home, whether you're in the living room or if you happen to be thousands of miles away. And now you can connect your Ring Video Doorbell with your favorite smart locks and hubs for added convenience, monitoring, and security. We've got a Ring Video Doorbell at our home, and of course downstairs we have the chime in the living room, and this Halloween they actually updated some of those chimes to have Halloween kind of scary rings and stuff. Really super cool, especially for the people that were visiting. So they do some really fun stuff with the hardware. Join the millions of homeowners who protect their home with Ring. For a limited time, Android App Arena listeners can get up to $150 off one of the Ring of Security kits. Go to ring.com/arena. That's ring.com/arena. All right, coming up next, two more apps, a little bit more fully featured apps in the two-factor authentication segment. If you use more than one device, two-factor authentication generation tokens can be a challenge without an app that makes the cloud integral to how it works. Authy makes it easy to juggle between multiple devices. First, I'll go ahead and tap the plus icon to set up a new account within Authy. I'm asked to set up a backups password first and foremost. Pick wisely, as this is how you can access an encrypted copy of all of your IDs and passwords in the off chance that your device is lost, stolen, or corrupted in some way down the line. Next, I'm going to go ahead and tap to scan a QR code on my Google account here. I'll line it up, it snaps, and then I can name the account, and then, of course, it's synced. From the main screen, I can choose two different views. This view shows square buttons down below for each account. I just tap the account that I'm signing into, and it shows the number up top with a progress bar that counts down the number of seconds before that number changes. I can tap the copy button if I want to copy it to the clipboard on the device, or if I want to hide those codes by default, I can switch to this other view up top, and it's more of a list view. Tapping an account from there then brings up the full screen code, copy button, and countdown timer. But there's even more in settings. For one, a protection pin will allow me to set a pin for access to the account and to the app, creating yet another layer of security. I can also view all of my backups for my accounts and devices that have access via my Authy account. And if I want to limit access to a single device, I have controls for that here too. But Authy really shines in a multi-device scenario. Find Authy in the Play Store for free. All right, finally, let's take a look at Authenticator Plus, definitely the most feature-rich in today's roundup. Here is the main screen. So let's go ahead and add the Google account with the plus icon down at the bottom, and I'll choose to scan the QR code to do that. Now, once I've done that, the account appears in my main list with the account name, the 6-digit code split into pairs of two, for a little bit easier of a recall, and then, of course, the countdown timer on the side that switches things every 30 seconds. I'll also add a code here manually giving it a name and, let's say, a random 16-digit secret code, as if I'd done this legitimately. And now you can see here I have two accounts in view. Now I can tap the code, and that's going to copy it to the clipboard for pasting on the device at login. We've kind of seen that before. That's all very close to what we've seen. If I tap and hold on that entry, though, I'm given a few extra features. First, this button allows for resorting the list below with drag and drop so I can order it in the way that I choose. But this button right here calls up a categories tagging function. For if we have a lot of logins, and let's say I want to keep things trimmed to, let's say, work accounts or just personal accounts, all that kind of stuff, I can spell that out. Just give it a category, and then now on the side slide-out tray, those categories are going to appear there, and I can jump right to them. On the code I entered manually, I can tap this button, and doing so, I can choose a service to import the logo for that service into the list. That's going to clean up the view, make it look a little nicer and easier to glance at and pick a service right away. In settings, I can sync all of my accounts with my Dropbox or my Google Drive account, which makes multi-device just a bit easier. I can choose a PIN, of course, for extra security, going one step further with fingerprint entry if the hardware actually exists on the device. And hardware-backed keys uses encryption keys stored on your device that the kernel can't even access to protect your master password, meaning you'll get a PIN entry to access the app and your encrypted master password is even more impenetrable. That's great for root and non-root users, by the way. And finally, Android Wear support is there for authentication from your wrist. Authenticator Plus can be found in the Play Store for $2.99. Before wrapping everything up, I should offer a disclaimer here. Two-factor is an all-or-nothing sort of thing, meaning if you somehow lose access to that authentication method and you don't have any backup method set, you could quite literally lock yourself out of the accounts that you're looking to protect forever. I activated two-factor authentication on my main Google account live during an episode 358 of This Week in Google earlier this year, and in the process, I made a huge mistake in that I set a Google Voice number as the main SMS number for authentication codes to be sent to. It was a recursive choice that blocked me from ever accessing my account. The code I needed was SMS to my Google Voice account, and in order to access the Google Voice account, I needed the code that was sent there. You can see how quickly that things went totally awry. Thankfully, the nice folks at Google worked with me to reverse my stupid move, but you might not be so lucky, so think the move through completely. Also, when offered backup access methods, set them up. Sometimes you're given a short list of backup codes that you can print out and keep in a safe place to act as last resort codes. There are usually a few ways to get in, but make sure they're set up properly. And yes, in practice, having to enter an extra code every time you enter an account is more inconvenient than a simple ID and password, but good security is often inconvenient. That short-term inconvenience could protect you from longer-term disaster. And that's the point. Protect yourself now. You'll feel a bit more sane in this crazy online world. Send me your favorite apps and categories to arena@twit.tv. You can also post those to the subreddit, androidapparena.reddit.com. The show plays live-ish around every Wednesday around 5 p.m. Pacific, following tech news today at twit.tv/live. The new episode will always appear later that evening in the feeds and on the show page at twit.tv/arena. All right, that's it, folks. Thank you so much for joining me today. My name is Jason Howell, and I will see you next week in the arena.